Morning, Steph.
Morning. So, Tess, when I say Ty Segall, you might picture the shaggy, blonde-haired Californian rocker, but I think what most people attribute to him is the maximalist garage psych rock that he makes and guitars, right?
I would have to agree with you, yes.
Yep. And we did hear a lot of that on last year's Freedom's Goblin. It was barraging and extroverted, and a feature album here as well. But on his newest record, First Taste, there's not a guitar in sight.
Really?
Yeah, so he's been making music for more than a decade and, you know, routinely works outside his comfort zone, but this is a first from him. And he's tamed down the fuzz and guitar, but there are still guitar-adjacent instruments that he experiments with. So there's the mandolin, a Greek bouzouki.
Oh, cool.
And Japanese koto. Lots of percussion, brass, saxophone, and a really balanced harmony between his vocals and all of those other instruments too. So this track here is called I Sing Them from Ty Segall.
When you say that he doesn't have a guitar, it feels like you've taken away some incredibly important part of his personality or something, but that actually is not what I was expecting at all.
Yeah, it's a great record from Ty Segall. It's called First Taste and it's out now.
Awesome. What else are we looking at?
So we know that the UK and London in particular are having this great moment and renaissance with jazz. Super healthy and thriving scene, but I wanted to take a look at this British and mostly female seven piece called Nereja that includes saxophonist Nubia Garcia. Their debut album is titled Bloom and it shows off some really vibrant songwriting and plays with breakneck changes in tempo and comes not only with a deep understanding of the styles that they're referencing, but an insatiable chemistry between the members who are just really good mates as well. This one here is called Riverfest from Nereja.
Time jazz made another comeback.
Here it is with Nereja and their interpretation of it on an album called Bloom, out now.
And what's taking us out this morning?
We're going to end with Sydney via Dublin singer-songwriter Bonnie Stewart, who makes music under the moniker Bonnie Songs.
Very cool.
Her debut record is titled Energetic Mind and is mostly situated around dream folk but with elements of 90s grunge and doom underneath too. Think early Cat Power, a bit of Joanna Newsom is there too. Bonnie also has a jazz background specializing in drums and a lot of these songs were inspired by American jazz drummer Jim Black and his improv record Alas No Access. So let's finish with Bonnie Songs and her track Cuckoo.
Thanks so much, Steph.
Thank you.